Hello, my name is Alex, and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. Today we're going to be reading through Psalm 83, which is attributed to Asaph, who's the worship leader that we read about in Chronicles. And he has written the last few psalms, or at least the last few psalms have been attributed to him. So let's read together from the New King James Version, and then the same psalm again, but from the Good News Translation. So join me as we read Psalm 83 from the NKJV. Do not keep silent, O God. Do not hold your peace, and do not be still, O God. For behold, your enemies make a tumult, and those who you hate have lifted up their head. They have taken crafty counsel against your people and consulted together against your sheltered ones. They have said, "Come, let us carry them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel will be remembered no more." For they have consulted together with one consent. They form a confederacy against you. The tents of Edom and the Ishmaelites, Moab and the Hagrites, Gebel, Ammon and Amalek, Philistia with the inhabitants of Tyre, Assyria also has joined with them. They have helped the children of Lot. Deal with them as Midian, as with Caesarea, as with Jabin at the brook Kishon, who perished at Endor, who became as refuse on the earth. Make their peoples like Oreb and Zeb, yes, all their princes like Zeba and Zalmunna, who said, "Let us take for ourselves the pastures of God for a possession." O my God, make them like the whirling dust, like chaff before the wind. As the fire burns the woods, and as the flame sets the mountains on fire, so pursue them with your tempest and frighten them with your storm. Fill their faces with shame that they may seek your name, O Lord. Let them be confounded and dismayed forever. Yes, let them be put to shame and perish, that they may know that you, whose name alone is the Lord, are the Most High over all the earth. And now we read again, but from the Good News Translation. O God, do not keep silent. Do not be still. Do not be quiet. Look, your enemies are in revolt, and those who hate you are rebelling. They are making secret plans against your people. They are plotting against those you protect. Come, they say, let us destroy their nation so that Israel will be forgotten forever. They agree on their plan and form an alliance against you. The people of Edom and the Ishmaelites, the people of Moab and the Hagrites, the people of Gebel, Ammon, Amalek, of Philistia and Tyre. Assyria has also joined with them as a strong ally of the Ammonites and Moabites, the descendants of Lot. Do to them what you did to the Midianites, and to Sisera and Jabin at the Kishon River. You defeated them at Endor, and their bodies rotted on the ground. Do to their leaders what you did at Oreb and Zeb. Defeat all their rulers as you did at Zeba and Zalmunna, who said, "We will take for our own the land that belongs to God." Scatter them like dust, O God, like straw blown away by the wind. As fire burns the forest, as flames set the hills on fire, chase them away with your storm, and terrify them with your fierce winds. Cover their faces with shame, O Lord, and make them acknowledge your power. May they be defeated and terrified forever. May they die in complete disgrace. May they know that you alone are the Lord, supreme ruler over all the earth. So this is Psalm number 83, and it seems that a few of these psalms of Asaph are psalms where Israel is surrounded by enemies, And this psalm starts by calling out to God to not keep silent, to not keep his peace, to not be still, to be active. They are in trouble and they want to see, they need to see God work. And what's happening? Well, the enemies around them have all conspired together. They've all decided that they quite actually would like the land where the people of Israel are. They've formed an alliance against, and the psalmist doesn't just say against the land, but it says they formed an alliance against you, against what is good. And then there's this big list of names, and I don't know if I read all of those names correctly. I tried my best. But all these people have teamed up to come against the Lord. And so the psalmist says, please deal with them just as you've dealt with others before. When we feel under attack by loads of different directions and from loads of different things, whether those are physical things, whether those are emotional things, whether those are anxious thoughts, it can be good for us to remember the times that God has overcome those things in the past. Just as this psalmist does in prayer. And then we get this prayer at the end. O Lord, make them like the whirling dust, like chaff before the wind. But there was a couple of verses here which I thought were actually really beautiful. Fill their faces with shame, verse 16 says, that they may seek your name. That even though these people are attacking, the psalmist still prays that, look, let them be defeated, but when they're defeated, may it be so that they can seek your name, so that they can know who you are. The psalmist, even in this time when they're surrounded and being attacked, is able to pray for their enemies. One of the stories about Jesus that I particularly love is the story of Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus is someone who is considered an enemy. He's a traitor. He's a tax collector. He's working for the occupying force. And yet when he meets with Jesus, he completely turns around and wants to do what is right. And if we ever wonder, how do we pray about our enemies? Well, this is a great prayer. May their evil stop, that they may seek your name. May they see your power, Lord, and turn to you. Now, they also pray that they would be confounded and be put to shame and perish. But we know that God is full of mercy. And when the psalmist prays that they would be dismayed, it's why? So that they may know that you, whose name alone is the Lord, are the Most High. And I suppose we could read this in two ways. We could read this as, may they turn around and repent, just like Zacchaeus did. Or may they be so afraid of how great you are that they don't continue their attacks. And when we're praying for people who are attacking us, praying that they would turn around is so powerful. And when we're praying against powers and principalities, praying that they would be put to a full stop is an amazing prayer. So who are our enemies today? Who do we feel is surrounding us and wants to take the goodness that God has given us? Well, let's pray that we would see God at work, just as he was at work before, and that others may come to know who God is through those situations. This has been Daily Psalm Reading, and today we read Psalm 83. Thank you so much for joining me. God bless you, and goodbye.